Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Speaking of big things, so the world's largest radio flyer wagon is right behind me. It's next to a very large Abraham Lincoln and the world's largest dweeb man who are, for some reason, taking up residence on Michigan Avenue. It's a kind of interesting statue. There's Abraham Lincoln with the Emancipation Proclamation showing a guy who I don't think you would let drive your kids in a carpool the way. He's got his hand gestured forward. But next to them now, on this, the 100th anniversary of this Chicago-based company, is the world's largest red wagon. The president of Radio Flyer is in our studio. Robert Passan is here. He's the CEO, actually, and chief wagon officer. You just made that last part up, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Chief wagon officer. I guess, you know, if you're in the business of making wagons, you get to make up titles, too. Chief wagon officer.
We do. We're all about fun.
Yeah. Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. We're just really delighted to be here. We're down here today celebrating our 100th anniversary, and we wanted to have a birthday party here on Michigan Avenue to thank Chicago for 100 years.
Still based in Chicago?
We are, yeah.
On Grand Avenue?
We're on Grand Avenue. We're 6500 West Grand. We're in the same building we've been in since the 30s. And today we do a lot of product development and design work in the space. We've won a lot of awards for being a great place to work. We have a really creative team who's coming out with all kinds of new products.
What kind of new products are you guys coming out with? You make wagons.
We do. We make wagons, and we still make that original little red wagon that everybody loves and knows so well. But in wagons, for example, now we have a wagon that folds up. That's very convenient. You can put it in your car. We also have wagons that have canopies, cup holders, seat belts, storage compartments. And we do tricycles, scooters, really anything that kids can ride on.
The one with the all-terrain wheels,
yes.
The great big wheels, it looks like it's a four-wheeler.
Yeah.
When those things came out, how long have those been out?
Those have been out for a little over 10 years.
And yeah.
We got the idea from consumers who we saw were actually taking our wagons and kind of retrofitting them with big tires that they would buy. And so we came out with them, and they've been a really huge hit.
My kids were in their middle teens when those came out, and maybe one was about 15, maybe one was about 10. I thought, oh, I want one of those wagons.
Yes.
I wish that they had come out 40 years earlier or 5 years earlier, 15 years earlier.
Yes.
They look like fun.
They are. They're really fun. And you can even go on our website now and customize your own wagon. You can pick the body type. You can pick the tires. You can accessorize it. You can even put your family name on it.
Like many Americans, I have an arthritic hunchback wiener dog. Do you have anything that would be good for me to pull my wiener dog around in?
We do. I mean, one of the things about Radio Flyer is we get all these photos and stories from people, and they're always these heartwarming stories about childhood, but we also get all these pet photos where people are using our wagons for dogs and pets, just like you described.
Do people sort of have an almost evolutionary relationship with their wagon? I bought it for my son, and then we played with it, and he played with it, and then it became a farm tool or a garden tool, you know what I mean?
Yes, taking out the recycling, using it around the house, hauling drinks around for a block party. Those are all things that we hear a lot of. And a lot of times people say, I've gotten rid of all my kids' stuff. I just can't get rid of that wagon. And I think it's because it holds a special place in their hearts.
When was it my first son was born or second born? We got a great big teddy bear and put it in our first Radio Flyer wagon. And Boy, we had that a long time if we don't still have that. Mm-hmm. Talk about an emotional attachment.
Yes. Yeah, and it's all about memories and memories of being with people you love and having fun.
How about wagons with pop-up bars where you could, and maybe this is getting a little too far from the family, you know, kid-centric product that you've got.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but we know that. Well, we don't discriminate against what people use their wagons for. We like people to use their imagination. So as long as people are being safe, and that's great.
I won't ask. So then how many people work for Radio Flyer?
We've got about 75 people here, and we call them flyers.
How many wagons do you guys make?
That's a trade secret, but we've made about 100 million wagons through the years.
What percentage of them are still made in the United States?
About a third of our products are made in the U.S., and now, while wagons are still a really important part of our business, it's less than a third of our sales. So we've really grown by coming out with other products like tricycles and scooters, and we even have a partnership now with Tesla, where we're doing the Model S for kids. It's this amazing, awesome battery-operated car.
That is a good idea.
It's been great.
Oh, wait, battery-powered.
It's battery-powered,
oh,
yes.
How do you feel about that? I mean, I don't know. Maybe people want to be self-propelled or pull, not electric-powered. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and we have that, too. We have things that kids can ride. We have things that kids can pedal, but we also have battery-operated stuff, too.
Strangely, we're getting calls. So if you want to join us in conversation, 312-981-7200. Do you have a minute to take a couple calls?
Sure.
We'll start with Ralph. You're on WGN. Hey, Ralph, you're on the air.
Hi. Just thought I'd like to share with you the fact that I gave my wife a Radio Flyer wagon as a 52nd birthday present. Let's suffice it to say that it was more than a few years ago. And she has told me that it was the best gift she ever got, because when she was a little kid, she always wanted one, and they never gave her one. And I guess I did the right thing buying her a Radio Flyer wagon.
Why didn't they get her one? Because she was a girl?
No, just because it was something that they couldn't afford at the time, and it was not in their priorities list.
Isn't that funny? Do you hear stories like that sometimes?
We do, and we love stories like that. I mean, that's why.
Thank you, Ralph. What a great call. Thank you, sir.
That's why.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's why we do what we do. I mean, the stories and what it means to people is just what makes our work meaningful.
I suppose so, really. I mean, you know, whatever you make as a company, whatever service you provide, ultimately you hope it's providing value to people.
Mm-hmm.
And what a neat sort of utility, but also, you know, entertainment thing that you guys created.
Yeah, one of the things we hear now that's really interesting, too, is from millennials. Millennials are looking more for experiences in some cases than products. And what we hear from them is that they love Radio Flyer because it is a product, but it actually is a vehicle for experiences and for kids playing outside and using their imagination.
Why is it called? I've always wondered, why is it radio? I used to think it was radial, you know, as in tires. Why is it radio?
We get that question a lot.
In
the late 20s, radio and flight were the two high-tech inventions. And my grandpa, who started the company, thought they were two really cool words. They had nothing to do with the product, but he put them on the side of the wagon and they stuck.
So this is a family-owned and operated company?
It is,
yes. Is it publicly traded?
No.
Mm-hmm. Want to go public?
No, we don't. We really like the ability to be able to stay focused on the long term and just create wonderful products that people love.
What's your background then?
Well, I really grew up in the business. I went to business school at Northwestern, but really where I learned the business was from my dad.
What's the biggest challenge running kind of an old nuts and bolts kind of corporation these days?
Well, I think we have this, there's this always this inherent tension between the nostalgic part of our brand. It's a very nostalgic brand, and also making sure that we're staying current and relevant. And so we're always kind of navigating that tension. And I think when we get the products right, like the folding wagon or like the tricycles we've done, where it makes sense with the brand, but it's also current and relevant to families today.
Okay, you need to get a drone mechanism on top of a wagon, and you can fly the wagon to someplace.
I love it.
No, you don't. I'm sorry. It's funny because when I think of these iconic American companies that I root for, like Harley-Davidson or Sears Roebuck or Converse, I put Radio Flyer in that same category. I think a lot of people do.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
And I would imagine then that your company is probably has as much longevity as almost any still running American company, 100 consecutive years. Have you calculated that? Do you know where you are in the pantheon of American corporations?
I don't know that, but I do know that the odds are really stacked against a company lasting for 100 years, whether it's a privately held company or a public company. It's just very rare to be around for really even more than 30 or 40 years.
Listener is asking what the name Flyer means, but I think you just answered that. So it's radio and Flyer were just two buzzwords.
Yes.
If you guys came out today, it might be digital, I don't know, it would have been something else,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. The digi thing. Boy, this is harder than I thought. It's 149. More calls in
sure.
Just a minute. And why is this man here? It's the 100th anniversary of Radio Flyer. The Chicago-based company has the world's largest wagon just outside our showcase studio window. Robert Passan is passing through the WGN studio. We could do commercials for you guys. You should be advertising on WGN.
I know. It makes perfect sense. Radio Flyer on the radio.
Hello. We could even give some away as prizes. We could say, and congratulations, Lois. We're going to send you a Radio Flyer wagon, and then she'd be thrilled. Oh, I'm I've always wanted the wagon. I got the thing. That'd be great value for you.
Yes.
I'll have my salespeople talk to you. Really, how do you promote? How do you advertise? I mean, everybody's kind of figuring that out these days. Mm-hmm. How do you guys do it? Word of mouth or what?
Yeah, word of mouth is the most powerful for our category.
That's what we are, word of mouth.
Yes. Yes. I mean, really, it's the product is the main vehicle of advertising. And it's really interesting because we've really done very little advertising in our 100-year history, but our brand is so well known because our products have been around for so long.
I know your color. I know the white lettering. I know Radio Flyer. I don't know your logo. Do you have a slogan that you use?
We don't typically. This year, it's Time Flies, Enjoy the Ride is our 100th anniversary tagline, but we don't have a tagline beyond that.
Let's pick up a couple more phone lines. Elaine, you're on WGN. Hi, Elaine, you're on the air. Our guest is Robert Passan. He's the CEO and Chief Wagon Officer at Chicago's Radio Flyer. What did you say, Elaine?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I was wondering if they do any refurbishing of Radio Flyer wagons. I have my son's wagon that's about 35 years old and could use a makeover.
What a great question. I was just telling him off the air, Elaine, I have one that's over 20 years old for my son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we provide parts and we provide logos when people are doing their restoration. And that's actually part of kind of one of our ways that we try to be environmentally sustainable is by reusing the products. But we don't actually refurbish them for people.
You don't?
We do not.
Boy, you should do that. Is there somebody in town that does that? I mean, you can get bicycles redone, cars redone, appliances redone. You keep listening, Elaine. If somebody's in that business, I'll put them on the radio, okay?
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah. A couple of you are wondering how long the world's largest wagon. The tires on it are...
Yeah, the wheels are 8 feet in diameter. It weighs 15,000 pounds, and it's about 27 feet tall to the top of the handle.
If you want to get your picture taken with or around it, it's going to be out there until 3, is that right? Or, like, you guys going to start take that thing down at 3 o'clock? How long can people come down, would you say? It's a guess. Oh, really? It'll be there through much of the afternoon? But we'll advertise. It's 1:54. Hurry up. Get downtown. It's not going to be here all night.
Yeah, it's being taken out this evening.
Okay, there you go. Let's talk to Ed. You're on WGN. Hi, Ed. You're on the air.
Hi there. I'm an 80-year-old amputee in a wheelchair, and I'm wondering if I could get a Red Flyer wheelchair with wheels that are close enough that I can get up closer to my kitchen counters and things. Because my regular wheelchair, the wheels always keep me from getting close.
There you go. More product development. Hold on a second, Ed. Let's see what the boss says.
We'll share that idea with our product development team. We don't have any of those right now, though.
Everybody, I mean, it could be endless, the applications and design opportunities. And then you got to think, is it commercially viable?
Yes.
Have you had any fails? Did you guys do some things you went, wow, that one didn't work?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of product failures. I mean, anytime in consumer products, there's a high percentage of failure. Years ago, we tried a doll in a wagon. We were selling this little wagon that we were selling a lot of, and we saw people putting dolls in it, so we thought we could do our own doll. We learned we don't really know anything about dolls.
Yeah. It's tempting, though, isn't it? But you kind of need to stay true to your core, don't you?
We have stayed very focused, and that's why we're really focused on anything with wheels for kids.
Janice, you're on WGN. Hi, Janice, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm just in the car, and I heard your show, and it just brought back a lot of fond memories. My last name is Jan Bordignon, and my father-in-law was Antonio Bordignon, who I believe was a good friend of your grandfather. And Franklin Park Plumbing did a lot of work, and I think most all the plumbing work that needed to be done in the building at your office on Grand Avenue, as my husband, Tony, his son, also took over. And I remember riding with him over there for different work that needed to be done that he had to give estimates on.
I think this is the sort of thing. I'm out of time. It's nice of you to call in, Janice.
Okay. I just wanted to share that.
You betcha.
Good memories.
Well, thank you. And that's the value of being in the same place for 100 years.
Yeah, I mean, I remember at my grandpa's funeral, my grandpa who founded the company in 1990, so many people told me stories like that. And one of the things they always said was that your grandpa was such a wonderful man. He was this immigrant who came from Italy with nothing, and he built this business, and he had this wonderful smile, and he was a man of his word. We never had to sign a contract. It was a handshake agreement.
Yeah.
And that's really how he taught my dad to conduct business and how my dad taught me.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but at the funeral, did they pull him out in a red wagon?
No, they didn't. But I
kind of an idea.
Yeah, maybe that's what we'll do for me.
Well, hopefully no time soon. It's nice to meet you. Thanks for coming and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Sales will be calling you. That's Robert Passan. He is the CEO, right? CEO?
Yeah, we say CWO because Chief Wagon Officer.
It's 157, and this is WGN.